You finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. It's Sunday. Thanks for joining us. It's good to be here. It's Dale Campbell flying solo. Yes, who can drop? Speaking of which, actually, that kind of works in a little bit too well. You know, it's been a rough week in terms of breakups. You know, the aforementioned Karl Stefanovic and his wife of over 10 years, Brangelina. It just kind of a rough week. Well, we're here to tell you who handles a breakup better than men or women. What women can learn from how men, what it becomes to coping with breakups. Some people cry, get a bold new haircut, while others head to the nearest bar, drown their sorrows in beer, and get for a quick rebound. Totally haven't done that myself before. We're on air, right? Anyway. Hey, I'm a human. Anyway, we all deal with breakups in very different ways. But regardless of who we are, in the end, a relationship with someone you love is painful. Ew. I don't know why I say ew, but oh, okay. It's probably what I was thinking. While some people may think that men heal quicker than women and therefore feel less pain, dating and relationship expert Kata Loisel says, studies have found no significant difference between men and women when it comes to the negative emotions associated with breakups. Quote, heartbreak does not discriminate. Relationships, dating and body language expert Kata Loisel from thelovedestination.com told mybodyandsoul.com.au. However, we all deal with the pain and grief differently. Men and women experience and cope with stressors differently. Whilst women are more likely to raise stressor as more stressful than men, they tend to place more emphasis on social support and interpersonal relationships and are more likely to use coping mechanisms and seek social support after a breakup. There are countless cliches of how women cope with a one-way ticket to Splitsville. But no, those cliches are helpful. Women are stronger than the stereotypes that are. Yeah, well, there's that. But the cliches don't end with women. How about men buying a new car or motorcycle, which I wouldn't do any of them. Going on an all-night bender with the boys, that one I have done previously, or dating someone younger and blonder. Have I dated anyone that's blonder than me? Actually, that's neither here nor there. Quicker than you can say, it's not you, it's me. Okay. First of all, here's not the place to dissolve my relationship past. Second of all, that will tell me if anyone's listening to this. Our dating... Just joking. Both of those are facetious jokes. Our dating and relationship expert says that cliches are cliches for a reason. And there's actually a lot of women who can learn from men too. Regardless of your sex, or regardless of the sex is what it should say. No, I'm just kidding. The most important thing a person can do they're hunting is time to take... when they're hunting is to take time to heal. Okay, that makes sense. Jumping into a hookup or casual relationship releases the intoxicating mix of neurotransmitters and hormones, including dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine, which can seemingly dull the pain of heartache. The moral of the story is, may the odds be in your favor. So chin up and look after yourselves. That's right. So, although I did read a funny article before we get out of here. I did read a funny article that Angelina Jolie, fully rumor by the way, I think Angelina Jolie is seeing is seeking support from Johnny Depp, of all people. It's weird. So it's weird that it's weird that Johnny Depp is the shoulder to cry upon for Angelina Jolie. But hey, we all have our outlets, right? There you go. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's been a pleasure. It's gone fast. Can't believe that is 2 hours gone in the can. Another GLS in the can. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's 11 o'clock.